Gene and I are so delighted to be able to minister on these Wednesday nights and to be here at our home church with our pastor and you. And we were near Miami, Florida this past weekend. And this coming weekend we'll be in Los Angeles. So we represent this church from shore to shore. Hallelujah. So thank you for your prayers, praying with us as we take the word of the Lord, prayer, and the message. I want to read tonight from the book of Romans, chapter 15, and the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17. I'm going to preach a while, build some faith, and then we're going to pray. You know by now that I love to pray, because I believe that prayer works. Ladies and gentlemen, prayer works. Do I have a witness? Romans chapter 15 and verse 13 says, I love this verse. Now may the God of hope, somebody say the God of hope. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope cause you to abound in hope. Now I know we are a lot about faith and love, and I'm thankful for faith and love. And these three, the greatest of these is love, but love needs some support. And the two entities that are going to support love is faith and hope. And love needs faith, and love needs hope. Can you say amen? So may the God of hope, he is the God of hope. Hallelujah. And then I was reading this morning in my prayer, I read a chapter and then I date the chapter that I read, and I read through the Bible, and then I present the Bible to somebody at the end of the year. So this morning, 11, 7, and 12, I read these words from Jeremiah 17, verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Who does what? Who trusts in the Lord. Where is our trust tonight? It's in the Lord. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Not whose hope is in the Lord, but whose hope is the Lord. You know, my hope is not just in God. My hope is God. And that means knows that I'm operating on good ground. I'm operating on good territory when my hope is not just in God, but my hope is God. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river and will not fear. Huh? If our hope is in God, our hope is God, then we are not afraid. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and a sound mind. Huh? So if our hope is God, the proof is in the pudding. If our hope is in God, we're not afraid. We're not afraid. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear. Why? Because our hope is God. And we are not afraid. We're like a tree planted by the rivers of water that spreads out its root by the river. We will not fear when he comes, but its leaf will be green, will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Sounds like good news. Sounds like a good report. So our hope is in God. Our hope is God. And so blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. Now, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in the hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. By what? The Holy Ghost not only helps you speak in tongues, but it empowers you to have a good ingredient called hope. Huh? So when the Holy Ghost abides in me, I not only have faith to do great exploits for God, to heal the sick, cast out devils, and speak with new tongues, but it empowers me to have hope. So I am empowered, glory to God. I'm already feeling the Holy Ghost, and we're only in the first inning, the first quarter. The Holy Ghost empowers me to have hope. And Paul said, this is the hope. What hope is he talking about? He's talking about the God kind of hope. This is the hope that makes not ashamed. If I have this hope, I don't have to be ashamed. Hallelujah. So what is hope? Webster says that hope is expectancy, optimism, expectation, desire, aspiration, dreams, possibility. Amen? So tonight, I believe, and I've shared this before, but I believe that God desires for us to be messengers of hope. Now, the opposite of hope is hopelessness. And there is where Satan wants us to dwell, in a place called hopelessness. The year was 1967. I can still hear the cries of my 33-year-old sister weeping through the nights on the sudden loss of her 36-year-old husband, who suddenly died of a heart attack. He was a weightlifter. He was a man's man, my brother-in-law. 36 years old, never diagnosed, and suddenly he was gone, and leaving a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old, and Jean and I setting up with her during the night as she wept through the night, and it was just it was hopelessness and despair, and my sister lived that way for about 3 years, and then one day she moved next door to a young man, and it wasn't long before they fell in love, and they have, that was 1970, so fast forward 3 years, 1970 until 2012, and they are still happily married. They've just been a perfect fit for each other, and they have blessed each other. And they epitomize hope. So we can go from hope to hopelessness, but then God does not want us to dwell in a place called hopelessness. Why? Because God is hope. God is love, and God is hope. Amen? Now, The year is 1970. And Jean and I have it in our heart to pioneer a church in a certain city in Oklahoma. And so we are so believing that our denomination is going to prove our church plant that we cancel our revivals, we cancel everything, and we drive about 250 miles to the meeting, full of hope. And when we left there that afternoon, the decision of the denominational leaders is we have enough churches in that city, and the answer is no. And Gene and I drove back that 250 miles. We canceled all of our revivals, living in a little trailer, and full of hopelessness. David said he took me out of a pit. You know, we can just get into a pit where we just feel like, oh God, this is not working out. I just have no hope. But fast forward, not 3 years, but 3 months. And Gene and I are leading a revival in Altus, Oklahoma, where we were week before last. And we get a call from a little church in southwest Oklahoma, said, would you come and be our pastor? And we went out with the pastor that night, and he began to prophesy over us. Wasn't too popular. Prophecy wasn't too popular in 1970. And said, that's where you're going. You're going to the watermelon capital of the world. So Gene and I, that's where we went. And spent 6.5 years. It was a wonderful time. And hope filled our lives. We got to live out in the country, build a new home in the country. And it was a wonderful season. So we went from hope to hopelessness. Then we went back into hope. I felt hope and I felt hopelessness, and I like hope better. Because there is nothing quite as tormenting as hopelessness. And I have to confess, that I went to bed last night with a lot of hopeless feelings. I went to bed mad last night. I went to bed angry last night because my man didn't win. So you know who I voted for. And I was mad at Barack Obama, and then I got mad at Mitt Romney, and then I got mad at black people, then I got mad at white people, and then I got mad at brown people. And then I woke up this morning, I was mad at the church. So I was in a pretty bad condition, because how can you get away from white people and black people and brown people and church people? So my options were getting pretty narrow. But I spent the night kind of feeling sorry for myself, because Gene and I have spent hundreds of hours preparing people to pray, and we've sent out prayer messages. I've stayed up late at night working the computer and getting people to pray. And Gene and I ministered like 24, 25 times in 30 days in October and during that month, and I was just pouring myself out praying. And then I just went to bed last night just feeling real hopeless. Just kind of got down in the pit. I was a pit dweller. And Jean, she wouldn't have stayed up and have a pity party with me. I just can't get her to get into the pit with me. One time I got so depressed, I just fell by the bedside and said, "Gene, you got to pray for me." She said, "I'm not going to pray for you. Just get up and act like a man," she said. So I was in this despair this morning. I was in this hopelessness, thinking, God, the nation just going to hell in a handbasket. And I mean, you just get there and it just starts. I mean, you can get plenty of help down there in that pit. There's lots of company down there. And then my pastor called me and he said, "I want to pray for you, Dale." Now, he didn't know that I was in the pit. He didn't know that I was feeling it. So he prayed for me. I didn't tell him all that I was going through, but he prayed for me. And I began to do better. Then hope started coming back. Amen? Isn't it wonderful to have people that will encourage you? There's a lot of people, they live in the pit or an abyss of discouragement because they hang out with the wrong people. Negativity and fear and frustration and accusations and offended. And I'm telling you, you hang out with those kind of people, you will never make progress. So he prayed for him and I was feeling better. And then I got a text from a friend of mine, a congressman in New Mexico, who was reelected last night, and he invited me to come to the nation's capital. There's a bunch of congressmen, United States congressmen and senators that pray every Monday night. And so he invited me to come to D.C. and pray with him and be with him. And hope just started springing up. It's amazing how... You know, the Bible said that hope deferred makes the heart sick. But a good word does what? It makes it glad. Hope deferred makes the heart sick. Job said in Job 14 and 7, he said, there's a hope for a tree if it is cut down that it will sprout again. So you just get into a pit of hopelessness, but there is hope that your tree will sprout again and grow again. Zechariah 9 and 12 says, return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. That double's a good word, isn't it, Pastor? So he said that he would restore our hope, the God of hope. Proverbs 13 and 12, hope deferred makes the heart sick, but when the desire comes, it is a tree of life. The Message Bible says unrelenting disappointment leaves you heart sick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. I was heart sick this morning, just heart sick. Then my pastor calls me, prays for me, encourages me, and then my friend in the nation's capital, he gives me an invitation to come to D.C., pray with him, be with him. Who knows what might happen when I go back to D.C.? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then once the Holy Ghost starts working on you, bringing you out of the pit, sometimes he doesn't let up. And today something supernatural happened. I hadn't even told my wife about it. But I heard the Holy Ghost say today that he said to me, you will be one of Barack Obama's chief intercessors. I just have to say that I've not liked him for 4 years. But I'm saying today that I love him. And I've never said that I love Barack Obama. Wow. Now I know I'm going to get some mixed reaction on that, mixed emotion. But the Lord said, if you don't love him, you're not going to be able to pray for him effectively. And I believe that this man is in a dangerous situation. I believe there are men, they're out, people out to kill him, destroy him. But he's my president. I'm going to pray for him. And the Lord said, you pray for him, but you've never said that you love him. So I just have to say publicly, I love Barack Obama. I don't agree with his principles, but I love him, and I'm going to be one of his chief intercessors. I'm going to pray for him. I'm going to pray that God will protect him. I'm going to pray that God will help him. I'm going to pray for his wife. I'm going to pray for his kids. I'm going to be one of his chief intercessors because I believe that God can do whatever he wants to do in America. Hallelujah. And I declare tonight that I am a messenger of hope. And I won't be on the internet, the Facebook or Twitter criticizing Barack Obama. Never, ever. Now, if the Lord gives me a word, I'll declare the word. What am I saying tonight? I'm saying that we are messengers of hope. To white people, black people, brown people, yellow people, whatever. And if we do not love people, regardless of their creed, color, philosophy, if we do not love people, we will not be effective in the kingdom of God. I'm amazed at how Charlie Pryor is able to pull the net. He will not give up until he sees somebody get saved. I said to Gene, he's going to go after it again. He's not afraid to pull the net because he loves people. And I believe that God is giving my church, this church, a greater compassion for people than ever before. White people, black people, brown people, yellow people, rich people, poor people. tall people, short people, fat people, skinny people, educated people, illiterate people, mean people. Hallelujah. If we truly are going to be messengers of hope, because there are people everywhere that their hope has been deferred. And when the hope is deferred, it makes the heart sick. Hopeless people. But we have a message of hope. So I got a good prayer today. I got an invitation today. The Holy Ghost worked on me today. And I'm feeling better today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I know that my hope is not in the United States government. It's not in the Republican Party or the Democratic Party or the Green Party or the Independent Party. It's not in the economy. It's not in the American dollar. It is not about who gets elected, who does not get elected. It does not depend on the circumstances of our nation. My hope is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And He is the author and the finisher of my faith. He started me and He will finish me. Hallelujah. And if I did not have this hope, I would be of all men most miserable. So who are the miserable people? Those that do not have hope. Those that do not have God. And we are messengers of hope. Hallelujah. That's why people are going out 5 days a week at Calvary, winning people to Jesus. Because we are messengers of hope, and people need the Lord. People need the Lord. Hallelujah. So my nation needs me, so I cannot stay in the pit long. Huh? You can't stay in the pit long now, because somebody needs you. Your church needs you. Your neighborhood needs you. Your business needs you. Your job needs you. Your family needs you. To give them a word of hope, because we are messengers of hope. Hallelujah. And sometimes I repeat myself, because sometimes we just don't hear it the first time. And I read in the Bible where it said, again I say unto thee. So again I say unto thee that we are messengers of hope. A hope that makes not ashamed. And we are now moving into a realm of this nation that is falling into a place of hopelessness. Do you realize that half of America is happy today and half of America is sad? Half, and that's not very good odds. We are living in a divided nation. We're living in dangerous times, but we are the salt of the earth. And God has placed us here at this point in time, at this point in history, to make a difference. And we will make a difference, because we're people on assignment from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what am I going to do? I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to keep putting out daily prayers. I got up this morning a little in the pit because some people, I guess because they felt like prayer didn't work, I got actually, for the first time since I've been doing the prayer, I had less people praying with me this morning. So some people just signed off. So some of you people need to sign in tonight. www.letspray.america.com. Go down to the bottom of the page and sign in. I actually lost prayers today. I guess people think their prayers didn't work. But I'm telling you, I agree with my pastor that prayer is working. Hallelujah. And I didn't just start the prayer network to pray for the presidential election. I responded to the call to pray for a major revival in every major city until there is a spiritual awakening in this nation. Hallelujah. And so I'm going to pray for the old and the young, speaking to the old. I'm praying for what I call the forgotten generation. I was sharing with Paul Cruz last week, the forgotten generation, the people in the nursing homes. And many of them just been left to die, just forgotten. Family never comes and checks on them. Thank God that this church reaches out not only to the young, but to the old, to those in the nursing homes. I told Paul, I believe God's going to give you 100 people, hallelujah, to minister in nursing homes in this whole area. Huh? I call it the forgotten generation. People that have lost hope, but we are messengers of hope. And we're going to pray tonight. And I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to pray with you. And if you have hope deferred tonight, hang on. Hallelujah. Hang on. Because things are going to change. David said, he brought me out of the pit, set my feet on a solid rock, established me. Things can change in 24 hours. Everything could change this time tomorrow night. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Gina and I, we've been traveling now for 26 years, and people say, well, how do you just keep going to churches? Because we just keep spreading hope. Hallelujah. Because we just keep sharing hope. Give prophetic words about what God is going to do. And we have the opportunity to spread some hope. I want you to get down here and let me pray for you. Give me some hope music, Johnny. And give me a little bit of that Floyd Kramer lick that you got. I didn't know you had that Floyd Kramer lick. Hallelujah. Lift your hands. Lift your voices tonight. We got to pray a while. I'm going to pray for you, but you got to get ready to receive my prayers. Hallelujah. Unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick, but a sudden good break can turn life around. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Karamanda ramani and rabari and ribari arabari and ribari. Hooray, I believe God. God is my hope. Somebody needs to say, God is my hope. When I was a boy, my dad would get up and sing a cappella, "This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up." Joy Nichols knows this song. "Somewhere beyond the blue." Huh? Hallelujah. I'm not going to stay here forever now, I'm telling you. But while I'm here, I want to do the stuff. While I'm here, I want to make a difference. While I'm here, I want to shake something up a little bit. I'm not talking just about flowers either. Hallelujah. I want to tell people that the plan that God has for their life is a good plan. And not to give out, give up, or give in. And if things have not gone right, what did not go right could be for your protection or your provision or for your promotion. And sometimes when things don't go our way, we can get filled with hopelessness. But that very thing could be for your protection, your provision, or your promotion. Hallelujah. 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 So I'm going to pray for you tonight to get out of the pit. You that are in the pit of hopelessness, in the name of Jesus, I command you to get out of the pit now. No more pity parties. Get out. Because somebody needs you. Somebody needs you. Somebody white and somebody black and somebody brown and somebody yellow and somebody rich and somebody poor. Somebody rich and somebody poor and somebody educated. Somebody needs you. So you got to get out of the pit. Hallelujah. You got to get out of the pit. Hallelujah. Get out of the pit. Get out of the pit. I command you to come out of the pit. Hallelujah. Why? Because God is hope. He's not only love, He's hope. And faith and love would encourage you tonight to take hold of Mr. Hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I will live again. I will love again. I will take a risk again. Huh? Hallelujah. 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 We have the greatest opportunity that we've ever had. Hallelujah. People come to Calvary and learn how to win souls. Come to Calvary and learn how to pray, how to lead prayer, how to have a 24-hour prayer ministry. Come to Calvary and be taught the word. Hallelujah. How to open a Christian school. How to do a television in some nation of the world. I'm telling you what, we have opportunities galore. Somebody said running out the gazoo. Whatever that is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on now. God is my hope. Circumstances is not your hope. This nation is not your hope. God is your hope. He is your hope. Hallelujah. 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 Now listen to me. There's some of you thinking, well, am I really going to make it? What about the economy? What about, am I really going to make it? So when I start getting questions like that, I need to talk to somebody that's been down the road to see if they made it. And David, he wrote, I once was young, now I'm old, yet have I never foreseen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. Now I want to ask you, Pastor Joy, have you ever had to beg for bread? Have you ever been forsaken? You've made it this far, haven't you? And God has helped you through sickness, through challenges, through tornadoes, through fires. He's never left you, has he? Okay. Is God a respecter of person? No. And Gene and I can, you know, we can testify 45 years of full-time ministry. He's never forsaken us. Every month, it's just somehow he does a miracle for us. Hallelujah. So what about you? Is he going to leave you? Is he going to forsake you? Is he going to go all the way with you? Is he going to bless you? And if he blesses you, what are you going to do? You're going to be a blessing, right? Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Come out of the pit in the name of Jesus. I command you to get out of the pit of despair. You know, when you get in the pit, you put on different clothing. You put on rage. You put on anger. You put on critical spirit. You put on, I mean, all kinds of stuff you get dressed in down there in the pit. Hallelujah. So get out of the pit tonight in Jesus' name. Because you could just get a call before you go to bed or in the morning. Hallelujah. You get an invitation. Things could turn around. So in the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of helplessness and hopelessness. Amen. Put your hand on your head. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that spirit of helplessness and hopelessness and despair that would try to come upon you and settle upon you. Heaviness and despair and hopelessness. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. I bind it from operating and functioning in your life. And I release the joy of the Lord. I release love and kindness and meekness and long-suffering. I release great faith to operate in your life. I declare that love and faith and hope are working in your life. Goodness and mercy is following you. Hallelujah. Goodness and mercy is accompanying you. Hallelujah. It's no time to let yourself fall into a place of despair or hopelessness. For in God we trust. You believe what I'm saying, Randy? In God we trust. Hallelujah. So you might say, well, what's going to happen to me? Well, the Lord holds my right hand. Hallelujah. So I'm secure. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Huh? Leads me beside still waters. Restores my soul, my mind, my will, and emotions. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you're with me. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Fear, depression, anxiety, rejection, hopelessness. Huh? He prepares a table. Huh? And that on that table is love and hope and generosity and kindness and goodness and encouragement and love and faith. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it just shuts down. It quietens all my enemies. Hallelujah. You believe, don't you, David? You believe? Okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody just says, I'm in the pit tonight. Would you just lay hands on me? Pray for me. Yeah, I'll do it if you're in the pit. Anybody in the pit tonight? Hallelujah. 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 I believe God. I believe that all is well. Hallelujah. I will not deny what is in my heart, what is in my spirit. I will not be afraid. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. Hallelujah. So what am I saying tonight? I'm saying to you, all is well. All is well. all is well. You say, well, that's just a motivational speech. No, it's not. I beg your pardon. I'm speaking the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Let me have your hand. I'm going to pray for you. Lord, I pray for this young lady. I bless her right now. In Jesus' name, I declare that all is well. All is well. No weapon formed against you will prosper. I declare that all is well, young lady. I declare the Lord is with you. And if He is for you, who can be against you? Nobody. 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 Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I speak peace over you. I bind every spirit of fear, every troubled spirit, everything the devil may be saying to you, this could happen to you, or this is going to happen to you, or this is not going to work out. I bind all of those lies in the name of Jesus, and I release total peace upon you now. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean to your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Hallelujah. I'm thankful that I'm in a church where a pastor gives an encouraging word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know I can come here and be encouraged. This is a good place. Hallelujah. I was listening to Charlie Pryor's sermon on the way home last Wednesday night, and he was just talking about this house and why he loves this house. And I was in the amen corner. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful. Let me pray for you, and let me pray for y'all too. Y'all come up here. Just let me lay hands on you and pray for you. In Jesus' name, I declare that all is well. In the name of Jesus, wonderful things in motion for you. God's setting up divine appointments, divine connections. I bless you now. Just hear the Lord saying He's going to make up for lost time in your life. Making up for lost time. Hallelujah. All is well. All is well. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. What are we? We're messengers of hope. Huh? God is love and God is hope. Thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Thank you. Over 5,000 people been led to the Lord. I'm giving these reports when I go out and people look at me like, are you telling the truth? Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the people that are getting saved in this house, people that are coming in. Thank you for revival, Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. Hallelujah. Thank you. The best is yet to come. Our eyes shall see the glory of God in ways as never before. If you want to sow a seed into Gene and I's ministry, you can make a check to Calvary Cathedral. The buckets will be up here.